evening.
Okay, good evening. I thought I was muted and I wasn't.
I've been there, done that, and bought the t-shirt, so I understand.
I think I'm the only one, and I'm barely here, so just flew in the room.
Understood it. I lost track of time this afternoon because I really did want to do that Sefer Yetzirah class, but it is what it is.
Well, we had a doctor appointment. He had to see the new urologist, and the new urologist sent him to get a CAT scan. So, oh, my morning was gone.
Understood. And then you have another appointment to find out the results of the CAT scan.
Yes. And whether they can take the stents out. Local, or we have to go back to MD Anderson.
Right.
At least he didn't have any side effects from the COVID vaccine.
Well, that's good. Has he had both shots now or just the one?
No, he had the second one yesterday, but he didn't have any temperature or anything, but he got real red in the face. But when I took his temperature, he didn't have a fever, and he didn't this morning, and his blood pressure is normal. So I think that was great, you know, especially with his immune system and being on an autoimmune system suppressant drug. But I kept declaring he wasn't going to have any symptoms. Tried not to let doubt come in at all, you know, as soon as you get a thought.
Yeah, you got to burn it up.
Right.
Couple more minutes, I guess.
has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin.
Hey.
You made it with moments to spare.
And I have to leave at 45 to go. My vegetables, I have to go check on them. So.
Understood.
Okay. I may just and go in the kitchen and come back. I don't know.
Understand.
I'd like to get it first in.
Has joined.
We will begin with verse 385 from section 28 from Parasha Vayera from the Zohar Sulam commentary. Leya naicha deruha basayir tikarevin leya ukdein itkapach sane goyir gor sane gor ya alehu di Israel aval beyoma derabahia itar bebev Delaya da, Delaya kel, Lame bad kulum, Kame ita ruta, Virachame salkin, Mitata virachame, Mielela, the sihara, Salka benaihu, Yedemit ar babe, Delaya da kulum, Vilaya kel shalta'a. On Yom Kippurim, we should pacify and appease the Satan by offering him a scapegoat, by sending it to the desert, which is his place. Then he will become a defender for Israel. But on Rosh Hashanah, he is confused and loses his abilities. He does not know, nor is he able to do anything, as he sees mercy aroused from below and endowed from on high, and the moon, which is the Malchut, rises in between them. This is when he is perplexed and no longer knows anything. Thus he loses his power. The Pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Confusion reigns on the spiritual level when mercy and judgment unify. The scapegoat is judgment, and the energy of the day is mercy. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I have a question. When you have energy and mercy together, why is there chaos? I thought that would be a balance.
You thought that would be what?
A balance.
It is balance.
Like negative and positive together, why is there chaos? That should be
chaos. What happens when you take fire and water and mix them together without anything in the middle?
One extinguishes the other.
Correct. That's chaos, isn't it?
Well, I never thought of it that way, but I guess so.
If you take fire and pour water on it, it puts out the fire. If you have a little bit of water and you put fire in it, what happens? The fire goes out. It's always the left column that gets extinguished.
Well, I've seen it. I've seen fire exist within snow.
You've seen fire exist within snow? But then there's something acting as the central column. There's something that brings the balance.
And I've seen where you have a liquid and it's on fire and you can't put it out with water. You have to smother it.
Yes, there are certain liquids like that. But what is the energy of that liquid? Is it right column or is it both left column? More than likely, it's both left column. You can have liquids that's left column.
Not to throw water on a flame from your stove. You know,
If it's grease.
Right. And you, rather than water, well, I've heard any kind of anything in your pan that you use soda instead. So that's why I always keep a box of soda nearby.
A lid on it and it can't get any more oxygen extinguishes.
The original question from Brandy is, why is it chaos when you mix?
Right.
It should be balanced.
Has joined.
It's only balanced when there's a separation between the two. When you don't allow the separation, you're bringing the two columns together, and you have chaos.
I see. They're fighting each other.
Correct. And
so that creates the chaos.
You need to keep them separated. The only entity in the universe that is truly a central column is Hashem. Everything else that we call central column is the two columns connected together right next to each other, but they're always separated by something. So if you want to boil water, you have to have a pot. You have to have the metal that gets hot, and that's why the water boils. And that's called central column. It's fire and water next to each other, but separated by the metal of the pot.
That makes sense. So
God is not the pot. God is the fire. The pot is the human being because the human being is a vessel. But a human being is never a central column, but we strive to be a central column. We cannot be simultaneously fire and water. We can connect the two, that we can put the two right next to each other. And that's what we call central column. You're beginning to get a sense of how the Zohar gives you a view, gives you code words, and then when you dig a little deeper, those code words fall apart, and you see things in a more elemental way. It's not that you were lied to, because the Zohar is never a lie. It's only truth. But at what level? And there's always a deeper level. Did I go on to the next verse?
Yes, go on.
Translation, then the Holy One, blessed be He, judges Israel with mercy. He has pity on the children of Israel and gives them time, the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, to accept those who repent before Him and atone for their sins. Then He raises them up to the sanctity of Yom HaKippurim. The pasuk is clear, as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody's quiet. So the verse is clear as written. No questions? Randy, speak up.
Well, I had to reread it.
Okay.
And why is the moon, and the moon which is Malchut rises in between them? So the moon rises between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah?
Now, the moon rises between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's a new moon, meaning it's a dark moon on Rosh Hashanah. And when it reaches Yom Kippur, it's still rising up until the Sukkot. But it's rising from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur.
Well, why would that make the Satan lose his power? It says this is when he is perplexed and no longer knows anything, thus he loses his power.
But that's the description of Rosh Hashanah. When you blow the shofar, he loses his power. And as soon as you hit the third day, the third day of Tishrei, there's no more the blowing of the shofar. We've been blowing the shofar all of the month of Elul, except for the last day, and then you blow it on Rosh Hashanah, and then you don't blow it. So he regains his power. But he's not allowed to do anything because Zerantin has been put to sleep. He's not allowed to do anything because he had his chance to declare and accuse people of their negative actions, and he forgot. He didn't do it. So I can't bring it up now. But Hashem has judged the people on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem has judged the 70 nations with judgment. And maybe they've been entered into the books of righteousness, the book of death, Chas V'Shalom, or the middle book where most people go. And he says, oh, you in the middle book, you have time. Take the 10 days and do Tishah B'Av. And if you do, then you get written to be elevated. You get written into the book of life. And you get elevated. And that's the idea of the day is mercy. Is it all clear?
Yeah, I'm going to have to think about it, but it's kind of clear.
Okay. Well, let's leave it here, and we'll go on to 387 during Pesach.
Okay.
You have a good evening.
You too.
And we'll do this again.
Okay.
Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom.